And the Buddha spoke about unsupported consciousness, speaking of this quality of unbiased awareness and knowing without attachment, without identification, without grasping. One image he gave was to ask if there is a building with a window on the eastern side. When the sun rises in the morning and the light comes through the window, where does the light land? And they say, well, on the western wall of the building. It comes through the window on the eastern side and the light hits the western wall. And the Buddha asked, if there is no wall on the west side, where does the light land? Well, if there's no wall, then it lands on the ground. And if there is no ground, what does it land on? Well, it lands on the water. And if there's no water, well, then it doesn't land. This quality of awareness that is being developed in insight meditation, in vipassana, is that same quality of having no landing place, not giving a ground for thoughts and perceptions, feelings, sensations. Not making those solid, concrete, fixed things, but rather to know them as they are, patterns of consciousness, mental images arising and passing. Our habit is to continually give things ground. We make short and long, coarse and fine, inside and outside. Through ignorance, the mind perceives those as solid realities, self-existent, real things. Really big, really small, really inside, really outside. Really attractive, really off-putting. And it believes those judgments. Through the development of vipassana, insight, is giving those perceptions, as thoughts, as feelings, not giving them any ground, not giving them any false solidity, but knowing them as they are, hearing, arising and passing away, feeling, arising and passing away, thoughts and moods, love and hate, excitement, depression, arising and passing away. And even when they've arisen, they're not even a real thing at that time. It's just a pattern of perceptions that we conveniently call a word, a sensation in my knee, a memory, an idea. We give it a distinct name, but it never really sits still. It never really has any solidity. All the five khandhas are completely empty. The Buddha said, rupa, the body, the world of material form, is like a lump of foam on a river. Just a collection of bubbles. There's a shape, but but there's no substance, no core, no real thing there. So too with the other five khandhas. They're like magical tricks, like a conjurer's trick or a mirage. Like the stem of a banana plant, a plantain tree. So sankharas are like a plantain tree, like a banana plant. You peel away the leaves, you look for the trunk, but there isn't any trunk. It's just one leaf wrapped around another. There's no core. There's no substance, there's no heart. In this way, we're using the quality of attention, bringing attention to each moment, noticing the judgments of like and dislike, tasting, hearing, feeling, remembering, thinking. And mindful attention is brought to each moment, each pattern of thinking, each judgment. I like, I don't like, I approve, I don't approve. That's right, that's wrong. To see these are all empty, like bubbles on water, the fleck of foam on the surface of the river, or like feeling the Buddha compared to like when raindrops hit the surface of a pond, forms a bubble, very brief, a momentary shape, and then gone. Like a water bubble. Perception is like a conjuring trick, like a magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's a trick, it's just an illusion. There's no real thing there. Sankharas, mental formations, desires, choices, wishes, intentions, memories, imagination. Like the trunk of the banana tree. Layer after layer of leaf, and no trunk, no hardwood, nothing solid. Discriminative consciousness, vijnana. It's like a mirage, an oasis, a trees, or a building that we see in the desert, just a pattern of light, a shimmering, an image, a shape, but no solid thing is there. But with mindful attention to each moment, then we burst those bubbles. There's a seeing through the illusion, seeing how the conjurer is doing the trick. That recognition of, it's just a mirage. It's just a soap bubble. It's just an illusion. There's no real thing ever there. There's a form, a shape, momentarily, but then it has no solidity. No ground is given to it. Or this way of seeing, this change of vision, learning to see the way experience works, seeing how the mind creates images, creates the world, creates a self. This is also supported by the Satipatthana, the foundations of mindfulness. If you look at the Buddha's description of Cittanupassana, the third foundation of mindfulness, it's described in very clear, simple words. knowing the expanded mind is expanded, the contracted mind is contracted, the agitated mind is agitated, the unagitated mind as unagitated. The angry mind is angry, the mind free of anger is free of anger. There's no value judgment, no, in that expression of things. He's not even saying anger is unwholesome and freedom from anger is wholesome. This level of insight, even those distinctions can be put aside. This is the recognition, or this is the pattern of angry feeling arising and passing away. This is the pattern of peaceful feeling arising, passing away. That open heart which receives all impressions, knows all impressions, remains unentangled with all impressions. There's no need to grasp hold of anything, no need to push anything away. This is the feeling of the mind being contracted, tight, heavy. This is the feeling of the mind being expansive, bright, free. The mind which knows the expansive quality is the same mind as which knows the contracted, tight quality. If that awareness is the refuge, then whether the impression is tight, heavy, or expanded and light, makes no difference. It's like a mirror can reflect a large object or a small object. Something loosely packed, something tightly packed. Makes no difference to the mirror at all. It reflects completely impartially, without preference, without bias. It just reflects. So to support this quality of insight, clear seeing, letting go of the content of perception and thought and feeling, to know the process of it, we can use these reflections from the Satipatthana, just knowing. This is the concentrated mind feeling. This is the scattered mind feeling. This is the angry mind feeling. This is the mind free of anger feeling. This is the mind filled with lust feeling. This is the mind free of lust feeling. No value judgment. No grasping, no pushing away. Just the freedom of knowing. Receiving that impression in the present, knowing it, letting it dissolve. It's like an image appears in the mirror. The mirror is not burdened by an image appearing in it. It's not excited by the image. It's not stressed by the image. It's not waiting for it to go away. It's not trying to hold on to it. When the image appears, the mirror reflects. When the image disappears, the mirror is simply free of that image. That's all. It's not glad that it's gone, or waiting for another one to come along. It's open. Present. Responsive. Certain moods are more compelling than others. If the mind isn't very often prone to anger, when an angry feeling arises, then it's like a visiting stranger. Oh, that's odd. Comes and it goes without particular attachment or confusion. But things that the mind is deeply habituated to, the strong deep ruts, strong conditioning, the mind moves towards fear very easily, or negativity, desire. And when that comes along, it's immediately convincing. Immediately the mind follows it or tries to suppress it, reacts against it. So, for all of us, some conditions are easier to know and to remain unentangled from. Others are very convincing. Our opinions, our memories, our longings, our doubts, our criticisms. We all have our own favorites. But that's where attention is most helpfully placed, where those habits are strongest, where the ruts are deepest, those most convincing aversions, the most convincing doubts, the most convincing desires. I've got to have. I can't stand. And patiently, steadily, gently, bring this quality of open awareness to that very feeling. This is the I've got to have feeling. This is the I can't stand feeling. This is the that's totally wrong feeling. This is the what am I supposed to do now feeling. And when the quality of mindfulness and wisdom, satipanya, knows that simply as an arisen phenomenon, changing phenomenon, as the Buddha says, simply to the knowledge that to the extent that there is this, then true mindfulness is established. And in that moment, the heart knows a quality of freedom. Maybe very brief, not very deep, but it's there. Look, see for yourself. What's the quality of mind when the grasping stops? How is it? Then let yourself trust that. Use that. Enjoy that.